Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present Scrimshaw, A Deep Haven Mystery by Ethan M. Aldrich. Performed by Elena Ray. To Brandon, for giving me somewhere to hide. Chapter 1. The walls of Deep Haven Academy hunched patiently against the cold. The house was accustomed to long stretches of lonely waiting for students to once again fill its twisting halls. As solid as it was, though, the stone walls shivered as Guinevere Tallow broke into the secret underbasement. Nev hadn't been planning to break into the basement. Not yet, at least. They had first come across it during a misadventure with their best friend, Danny Harper, a few months before. Danny had gone back home for the winter break, while Nev had stayed behind at the academy. They didn't have anywhere else to be. Their mother had walked out years before, and the last time Nev saw their father, he was being hauled off by serious men in serious suits for some debt he owed. Danny had invited Nev to come home with him, but Nev knew he had his own family troubles. With their friend gone, Nev had resolved to hold off on exploring the underbasement until he returned. Students weren't supposed to know about the place, and Nev understood all too well how dangerous the objects it held could be. It was better not to go alone. They would keep their snooping to the above-ground parts of the house. That was the plan. But as each pale day drifted into the next, the knowledge of the basement crouched like an ill-tempered cat in the corner of Nev's mind. They were not the kind of person who could ignore a secret once they knew it existed, and Deep Haven's secrets were especially tempting. Since Nev had come to the academy, they had seen things that couldn't happen, shouldn't happen. The impossible seemed drawn to the house. It oozed from its darkest corners. Here, Nev had seen wonders and terrors. They had touched magic. They had seen ghosts. Magic, it turned out, was not like it was in the fairy tales Nev had grown up reading, with wishes and sparkling lights and happy endings. Magic was more like it was in the old myths Nev studied in Professor Belair's class. It ran on blood and bone, nightmare logic and old curses. It was dangerous. It was captivating. The principal and other professors pretended not to know anything about it. Even as they tried to keep the supernatural out of sight and away from the students, Nev had seen enough to know why. When the unreal brushed against the real, disaster tended to follow. Why the professors kept the school running in that cursed house was another mystery. Maybe it was the only place in the world where magic existed, and the professors, all true academics at heart, couldn't bear to be anywhere else. Maybe they were too fascinated by their own theories and experiments and kept the academy running as a way to fund their livelihoods in the meantime. Nev could understand that. Or maybe the house simply needed them. Maybe it wouldn't allow them to leave. These were the thoughts that drove Nev back to the underbasement. Deep Haven was their home, for better or worse. And Nev needed to understand it. If they could, maybe they could control it. The underbasement would hold at least
Sample complete. Ready to continue?